It's obvious that our theme for our liturgy today is that of forgiveness, that we are called to be people who experience forgiveness and also share forgiveness with others. That first reading today from Sirach is certainly a powerful one. And it goes, wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself and then seek pardon for his own sins? Powerful words that challenge us not to hold on to hurts or angers, but rather to allow forgiveness to permeate our own hearts and transform our lives. And the same challenge, of course, is put in the gospel today with that parable that Jesus gives. It started out with Peter saying, Lord, how many times should I forgive someone who offends me, my brother? Seven times? And Peter thought he was being generous. And Jesus said, no, 77 times. And 70 is an infinite number. Seven is complete number. 70 is an infinite number in Jewish symbolism. And so Jesus is saying that our forgiveness is without limit. It's first of all that we experience forgiveness without limit, and others deserve our forgiveness without limit. That is a challenge for us. And I'm convinced that forgiveness is not just a human endeavor. It is truly a grace endeavor by God. It is one in which we need that grace of God to bring about healing and forgiveness within our lives. We all have experienced hurts. We've all experienced some pains. We've all experienced some difficulties within our life. And I'm convinced that it's only that grace of God that enables us to find healing, to let go of those things, to not nurture the hurt or the unforgiveness that we may be tempted to have. And so we are challenged in that. I can say from my own life that it was really the grace of God that helped me through a very difficult time myself when I was seriously hurt, offended by someone whom I loved. It was my own father. And I had some negative feelings, some bad feelings. But for years, I prayed for him. And I sacrificed for him. And I don't know what good it did for him, but I know it transformed me. It changed my heart. It changed my attitude. It allowed me to be free. And I think that's one of the reasons that Jesus is so consistent in saying we need to forgive. Because when we forgive, it's not really for the sake of the other person. It's really for our own sake. Because unforgiveness ties us down. It binds us. And Jesus wants us to have freedom. Freedom from that negativity. Freedom from anything that binds us down, that holds us back from being the best that we can be. So often, people have hurt. They've hurt us. We've hurt others. If we can find forgiveness, so often people, unfortunately, in closest relationships, within marriage, within family life, we hold on rather than letting go. Jesus challenges us to truly be forgiving that we may know freedom. Even the message of Jesus on the cross, the first words of Jesus after he was crucified, was, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Certainly, Jesus was forgiving the Jewish leaders who had instigated his death, the Romans executioners who had carried out the deed. But I wonder if Jesus needed to forgive for his own sake as well. In his humanity, he needed to let go of any pain that he had because of the injustice of others. And we can say, yes, but Jesus was God. But how many people we see who can be so tremendously forgiving? People who experience much greater hurts than I certainly ever have. People who've had a loved one killed by a drunk driver, or someone who was murdered, lost a very precious one, and yet could come out and say, I forgive the perpetrator. I forgive the person that did it. I remember that instance a few years ago where back in Pennsylvania, there was an Amish school that was attacked by a man and came in and he shot and killed like 7 or 8 children. And it was interesting that that very night, many of the members of the Amish community went to the family of the man who had perpetrated that crime, that killing of their children. And they went to console that family in the midst of their pain, in the midst of their problem. What a sense of forgiveness. What a tremendous attitude of showing the love of God, even in the most difficult of circumstances and situations. I don't minimize the challenge of forgiveness, but it is a grace truly that comes from God. We need to pray for those for whom we have bad feelings. And maybe we need to pray in reparation for our own failings as well. But we need to know that God's grace is there because our God is a God of freedom, a God who wants us to be delivered from anything that binds us. And he challenges us as we pray the Lord's Prayer, forgive us, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us.